Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show will have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of Henry Bussey and Fats Waller. This is the beginning of the show, so let's begin.
Got you going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me or is it up to you?
What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun?
We have met till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect?
Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell?
Folly and farewell.
Heaven or maybe hell.
Which is it gonna be, love or gin?
Wife or sin? Let's begin. Don't.
I didn't say I would.
Well, you haven't said you won't, and I've looked you over from toes to chin.
Oh, I give in.
Let's begin and make a mess of both of our bright young lives.
Beginning of a lovely romance. What a beautiful beginning. Why not give love a chance? Let's follow through and bring to view the happiness there is in store. Please say that you'll be mine forevermore. Could there be a sweeter blending of a groom and a bride? Can't you see a happy ending, hand in hand, side by side? Our eyes have met, our lips not yet, but we're off to a glorious start. What a beautiful beginning of a lovely romance, sweetheart.
Johnny Johnson and his orchestra with an unidentified male vocalist on A Sweet Beginning Like This from July 3, 1935. A Sweet Beginning Like This was written by Joe Young and Fred Allert and was also recorded by Fats Waller, whom we'll be featuring later in the show. That was preceded by Lenny Hayton and his orchestra and What a Beautiful Beginning. The vocalist on that July 1, 1937 Decca recording was Paul Berry. We began the show, appropriately enough, with Let's Begin. That was Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra with an unidentified vocal duo on November 14, 1933. Let's Begin was written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach and is from the musical comedy Roberta. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 19th, marked the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Whiteman released several hot sides under the name Bussey's Buzzards, with Henry leading the recording session and all of the Buzzards members of the Whiteman Orchestra. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed his own band, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. In 1935, Henry married Lorraine Brox, sister of Patricia and Bobby Brox, who made up the premier sister recording group of the 20s, the Brox Sisters. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of film shorts, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. During World War II, Henry enlarged the band to 19 musicians, and they appeared regularly on the Fitch Bandwagon and Coca-Cola Spotlight on Bands radio shows. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Henry Bussey.
Thank you. But now that it has ended, please think a little kindly of me. My only token is just a heart that's broken, so think a little kindly of me. To think I found you, then lost you, and tossed you aside, I don't deserve sympathy. I'm not complaining, but if there's hope remaining, please think a little kindly of me.
You're beautiful to me. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go, but outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Henry Bussey and his music with vocal by Bob Hannon and with Plenty of Money and You from November 30th, 1936. With Plenty of Money and You was written by Harry Warren with lyrics by Al Dubin for Gold Diggers of 1937. That was preceded by Henry Bussey and his orchestra August 9th, 1929 and Beautiful with vocal by Richard Berry. Before that it was the vocal trio of Richard Berry, Don Borden and Tony Mastroni and Think a Little Kindly of Me, recorded March 23rd, 1931. We began our tribute to Henry Bussey with Hot Lips. Henry recorded Hot Lips for Columbia on June 4, 1934, and also on September 25th for Decca. Earlier I mentioned this show would have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Well, we're in the middle of the show, and the Georgia Washboard Stompers are in the middle of a kiss.
Suddenly it dawned on me, in the middle of a kiss, I know you were mine, in the middle of a sweet embrace, that you were first presented. Oh babe, remember, surprising we were, to find we really meant it. In the middle of a sigh, we stumbled into paradise, in a twinkle of an eye, we lost it again. For we didn't mean to comprehend that our dream of love would end just the way it began, in the middle of a kiss. Thank you.
the loveliness of you took my breath away. In the middle of a dream, I stood there before you. The words "I adore you" were all I could say. Right from the start, my hopes were heaven bound, my troubles were past. Deep in my heart, I knew that I had found my future at last. But as strange as it may seem, my heart was mistaken. Why did I awaken in the middle of a dream?
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, June 23, 1939, and In the Middle of a Dream. Einar Swan and Tommy Dorsey wrote the tune, and Helen O'Connell sang the Al Stillman lyrics. In the middle of that middle set, it was the Waltz King, no, not Wayne King, but Edwin J. McAnally, and the instrumental waltz In the Middle of the Night, written by Billy Rose and Walter Donaldson. That March 8, 1926 Victor recording featured a piano solo by Frankie Carl. We began with the Georgia Washboard Stompers, a band put together by Decca Records to try to take advantage of the success of earlier washboard bands. The Georgia Washboard Stompers made 18 issued sides in two sessions. We heard In the Middle of a Kiss from the second session on July 3, 1935. The vocalist was Jake Fenderson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Waverly, New York, of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. His early musical training came from his grandfather, a violinist, and his mother, and by age 10 he was playing organ in his father's church. In 1918 he filled in for the regular organist at the Lincoln Theater, which turned into a permanent position, and in 1919 he won a talent contest, playing ragtime pianist James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. From 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, and in 1928 he collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway revue Keep Shufflin'. In 1929, he combined talents with his close friend and regular collaborator Andy Razaf on the revue Hot Chocolates, which contained the hits What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1932, he toured Europe with fellow composer Spencer Williams, playing at the Kit Kat Club in London and the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In 1934, he formed Fats Waller and His Rhythm, and the group made more than 150 sides for Victor. He appeared in three feature films, including Stormy Weather in 1943 with Bill Bojangles Robinson, after which he stayed on in Los Angeles for an engagement at the Zanzibar Club. On his way back to New York on the Santa Fe Chief, years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and he died of pneumonia as the train pulled into Kansas City on December 15th. My interest in vintage music began more than 30 years ago when I first heard Dr. Demento play Fats' Handful of Keys on his show, and I play Fats' recordings quite often on the show. But here are some of Fats' compositions played by others.
Bye. my desire. All the world complains these days. You're the only one for me.
I have told them in advance they can't break up our romance.
Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
Thank you.
happy creature, tell me what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me.
Harmonians, a Ben Selvin pseudonym on the Harmony label, and I'm Crazy About My Baby, written by Fats Waller and Alexander Hill. That recording is from March 16, 1931, and the vocalist is unidentified. Before that, it was Sonny Greer and his Memphis Men with Duke Ellington on piano and that Rhythm Man from May 28, 1929. Sonny Greer was drummer in the band. That Rhythm Man was written by Andy Razaf, Fats Waller, and Harry Brooks, and was preceded by the Halfway House Orchestra and Squeeze Me, written by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller and recorded in New Orleans on September 25, 1925. We began our little tribute to Fats Waller with Art Kruger and his Columbians with an unidentified vocal trio and Keeping Out of Mischief Now. That was recorded in the studios of the New York Recording Laboratories, a division of the Wisconsin Chair Company in Grafton, Wisconsin, in May of 1932 and issued on the Broadway label. Well, everything must have an ending, and this is the ending segment of this show. Here are the Hi-Hatters.
It's bound to end well like good plays and books. When stars appear, winter goes when spring is here. For everything must have an ending, but my love for you. Sing me a song, a sweet refrain, until you reach the final strain. For everything must have an ending, but my love for you. How can I say the way I'm feeling? My love was not meant to die. Day after day you're more appealing. I'll never sigh, lover, goodbye. Curtains fall upon the stage. Every book has one last page. For everything must have an ending, but my love for you.
another perfect day is through. The moonbeams will soon be descending, sending tender dreams to me and you. So take me in your arms, my darling, and hold me close before we part. Another perfect night is ending, so kiss me goodnight, sweetheart.
We begin the ending segment of this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Frank Luther and the Hi-Hatters, directed by Leonard Joy, and Wait for the Happy Ending, written by Milton Ager. That Victor recording is from August 23, 1929. Next, it was Jan Garber and his orchestra, and There's Always a Happy Ending. The vocalist on that May 6, 1936 Decca recording was Lee Bennett. Next, it was Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra with Chick Bullock providing the vocal on Everything Must Have an Ending from March 8, 1932. We finished up with Jack Shilkret and his orchestra with an unidentified male vocalist and Another Perfect Night is Ending from October 24th, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you think this has been a perfect night, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.